So one of the things that happened is that while I was preparing for this message, New Year message, I asked the Lord, what does He have on His heart for you people? And this is what He said, I want to heal their minds. So many of us, we are saved spiritually. I mean, we are born again. And we believe in healing. Amen. We're going to pray for that also at the end of the service. But in between our minds is something that the Lord, it surprised me when He said that I want to heal their minds. Because in the beginning, when I made man, their minds were not forgetful. But what has happened, he began to show me that many of us, we have accepted our forgetfulness as normal. We hear reports, we watch, you know, around us, at other people and all that, and they laugh and people make jokes about it, you know. People joke like this man went up the stairs and he turned to his elderly wife and he looked up and then he looked down again, looked up and he says, now I do not know whether I'm going down or going up, you know. And people joke about that. And, you know, we have moments whereby we enter into a room and we ask ourselves, why am I in this room? What did I come here for? Don't put up your hands. We call this a senior moment. Right? But we accept it as normal. Right? People even make jokes about it. But what the Lord said to me is that it's a curse. It's a curse that came in because of Adam's fall. And Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. On that cross. Amen. If you look at Adam before his sin, you look at Adam. When God made Adam, God made all the animals. God made Adam last, and God made all the animals and everything else so that man can enjoy whatever he has done. God didn't make him first or on the second day or the third day so that man cannot glory or take part in what God has done. All the glory goes to God. Man is the recipient of His love, the beneficiary of all His blessings. Amen. That's the life we have to live. Salvation begins when you received, not when you do. It's not your doing that saves you. It's receiving the finished work of Jesus. Amen. The Old Testament, the old agreement was that you do and do and do, but no one can do to the level that God requires. So God knew that. Man doesn't know that. So God sent His Son. He died for us. And now salvation begins with D-O-N-E. Done. Amen. We rest in the finished work. Can I have a good amen? So at the cross, Christ redeemed us from spiritual death. That's our spirit. Christ redeemed us from disease and sickness. That's our body. And you'll find all these curses listed in Deuteronomy 28. Then Christ redeemed us in our souls. And that is our mind. It's the mind that gets depressed. It's the mind that gets forgetful. It's the mind. So does God just bypass, you know, your spirit? God bypassed your mind for your spirit and then for your body and ignore the mind part. No, God made man tripartite. See, God is one God, but God is triunity, right? Three divine persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one. You don't say three gods, so you say one God. Amen. Even in the Hebrew language, you say the Lord our God is one Lord. In the Hebrew, the Lord our God, Elohim, the Lord our Elohim. Elohim is plural. But then one God is Echad. Echad is not singular unit. Echad is collective unit. We are all here as one. That means it's a plural word. Echad is one. The Lord our God is one. Never mind. If you don't understand that Hebrew and all that, it's okay. Amen. But remember when God said, let us make man, these words you will find in your King James Bible, let us make man. Let us make man. So the divine person is involved. The Father plan. The Son executes. The Holy Spirit comes and manifests it. Amen? So, triunity, the divine, three divine persons in one God. Amen? Or one God. We don't say three gods. Okay? Always remember that. It's a divine mystery. So, God made man in His image. We are tripartite. Amen? If one part suffers, we suffer. If your mind is restless, the body says, all right, produce disease, produce sickness. And doctors will say, like, stress can cause sickness in your body. Amen. Your spirit is not at rest. It can affect your mind. Your mind can affect your body. You cannot say that, you know, this part is this part and that part is that part. It's all correlated. It is all symbiotic, okay? And so when God made you in His image, you are tripartite. Amen. Smile your neighbor and tell them, tripartite, say, I've become intelligent in the very first day of 2023 already. Okay, so watch this. The Lord said to me, He wants to heal your mind. First of all, you must acknowledge this is not normal. You keep on hearing, watching the news. You keep on hearing the news. You keep on looking at man's report. Okay, you will accept that condition. But don't say things like, I'm getting old. I'm being forgetful. The other day, I woke up early and, you know, when you just woke up, usually your mind go in different directions, right? So my direction was all of a sudden an old friend, an old person came to my mind. Someone that quite some time ago. And I said, what's his name? I know his name. But it just didn't come to me. Then I told myself, I'm not going back to sleep until I know his name. You ever had that? You know, you ever had that? All right? It's like, it's a slip of my tongue, you know. But who is, what is his name? Then I struggled and the name never came. But I didn't accept I'm getting old. All right? I said, I have the mind of Christ. And that phrase, by the way, is in the New Testament. I have the mind of Christ. Paul says, we have the mind of the Lord. We have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ and I know his name. And like this, pop, it came up, his name. Amen. So, listen, doesn't always happen that fast. But if you learn to accept, instead of saying, I am forgetful, speak God's word. I have the mind of Christ. Amen. And the mind of Christ never forgets. Amen. It may not come immediately, but it will come. It will manifest. The more you say it, the more you see, it is not so much you, it's you are just releasing faith. It is God's word. But we appropriate God's promises through faith. And faith is released like this. Believe in your heart, speak with your mouth. Believe in your heart, speak with your mouth. We are made in God's image. In the beginning, the Bible says, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, light! Notice, God saw darkness at first, but God didn't say, wow! So dark! It will become darker. Notice, God saw darkness, and what did God say? Light! Be! And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. Now listen, we are made in God's image. All right? We are supposed to operate by faith. But because of man's fall, they want to go everything by sight. They want to go by everything. Actually, a lot of things that is real, you can't even see it in the spirit realm. Whereas now we think that the physical realm is more real when we can see that it gets old, it gets decrepit, it gets broken down. There's an expiry date. But what is of the spirit never grows old, never dies. That's why the part of man, the spirit, has to be housed eventually after the body decays in heaven or in hell. Amen? God so loved the world, God gave His Son. That whoever believes in Him should not perish in hell, but have everlasting life.